And now it's time for Larry Weber to join us by phone. Good morning.
Yes, you usually say from the outdoors. Well, this time it really is outdoors. I am standing in falling snow and a few inches of snow on the ground up at Boulder Lake, which is north of Duluth. I'm here for a workshop that we're doing today on animal tracks. And so I was just out looking around animal tracks. And one thing you don't want to have happen when you're teaching about animal tracks is new snow falling, because that covers all the tracks. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what that does to the program. Looking back over the last few days, I think I've kind of run the gamut with tracks. It was just an incredible week. You know, when we spoke a week ago, it was chilly. And then Sunday warmed up to 41 degrees. And then the rest of the week, we stayed mild. We had 3 days in a row where the high temperature was 34 and the low was 30. Look at the hardly any variation. Fog and just mild conditions. What that did to the snow is it made it very wet. And wet snow is not the best for those of us who like to do things outdoors. However, there is one advantage, and that is the mild temperatures with the wet snow. Lots of critters were active in this mild temperature that I had not been seeing earlier. And so I was out on the lake, and I found beautifully clear tracks of raccoon. And that's the other thing about wet snow, is the footprints often show up really nice and clear. It's kind of like walking in wet cement. Nice and clear. And so the raccoon tracks were out there. I also saw star-nosed mole tracks, which is a critter that is pretty elusive to most people. They stay with us all winter. They stay active all winter. They're more common in the wetlands, but we don't see them very often. Well, this week, I was out on Sunday walking on the lake, and I actually saw one, the critter itself. But because of the crusty snow, it didn't leave any tracks. Well, I was back 2 days later, and the snow was wet, and there were the tracks.
Ah.
So that's a good way of learning tracks. And the other one was bobcat. Bobcat is another critter that's around us a lot, but it's elusive. We just don't see them very often. But I found several tracks of those. I also found more muskrat tracks, which makes me wonder what's going on, because there are some winters I hardly see any of the muskrat tracks. But this winter, I've been seeing them virtually every time I've gone outside. So definitely things going on. The average temperature for the first week of December was about 17 degrees. The average temperature for the second week was 25. Now, we'll see if that pattern continues. We have a forecast for a mild day tomorrow, but not as much for the rest of the week. Also, next week on the 22nd, early in the morning, we begin winter. That's the winter solstice. This year is the 22nd, and it should be for us very welcome. I really look forward to winter. I think it's just a spectacular time. Now, there are those who have trouble with the darkness, and yes, it is the shortest day of the year. Sun rises continue to get later. That continues to happen until the first week of January. We have sunrise almost at 8 o'clock. However, on the other end, something happened this week. The earliest sunsets of the year are 4:20. Well, just a couple days ago, on the 15th, we had a sunset at 4:21. So the sun already start to get a little bit later, and that will continue, and it speeds up quite a bit as we go through January. So we'll notice a difference on the evening end more than we will on the morning end. This is also the time of the Christmas bird counts. Christmas bird counts begin in mid-December, and they continue until maybe the first week of January, more than 20 days altogether. And it was started by the Audubon Society more than 100 years ago, and it has really spread out throughout the country, communities all over the place. I should say throughout North America, all over the place have Christmas bird counts. And to me, it's just a way of getting to see what we have around us in the wintertime. And one person, you take a circle. It's all done by the parameters of a circle. You take a circle on a map that has a radius of 7.5 miles, a diameter of 15 miles. And throughout that area, you go in and on one day try to see as many kinds of birds as you can and how many. Now, it's not competitive. To me, it's nothing more than a snapshot of looking at what's around us in the wintertime. we get together in my Christmas bird count in Carlton County. We get together with about 12 people. We all get together then after the day, and we share what we found. And I just feel good about, you know, being able to see what's around us in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's bird feeders, but, boy, there is a lot of birds that when the days get mild, as they have been, don't bother with bird feeders, and they stay back in the woods, and we have to get back a little bit more to see them. I always try to do my bird count on foot. Many people do it by driving around, but I prefer to do it on foot. So that's coming up. That started, that already started a couple days ago in some communities. Today is the Christmas bird count for Duluth, and like I said, mine is going to be taking place tomorrow. In addition to that, I'm still seeing a lot of flying squirrels. What a beautiful show they're putting on every night. But like the birds, I noticed that when the days were mild a few days ago, there was very few that showed up. I think the least we've had since we started the feeding of them. We had the other night, I think we only had about three show up. Last night, it was back to about a dozen again. So it's always just a beautiful sight. And then I got to pass this on. You know, when you get out on the snow and you see things going on in the snow, there are things we expect to see. We expect to see, like I said, the tracks. We expect to see some, perhaps some mammals, some birds. But we don't expect to see the following. We don't expect to see spiders on the snow. We don't expect to see crane flies on the snow, caterpillars, whirlyjig beetles, or earthworms on the snow. Now, why do I say this? Because I saw all these on the snow this past week. So,
what
with mild temperatures, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I think I figured out the earthworm one, and that was it started the little snow we do have started to melt. And to them, it started to look like, oh, spring is here. And so they got out and started moving around, and they got out on the open. I saw them on the edge of a lake. They got out in the open, and that's where I was able to see them. But, yes, keep your eyes open. Mother Nature has a new story out there every day. So enjoy the solstice, and next time we talk, we'll be in winter.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye.
Larry Weber has recently retired from a 40-year career as a science teacher and twice was named Science Teacher of the Year. Taught students from seventh grade up to graduate school, and he writes a weekly phonology column for a local newspaper. He presents phonology updates on two radio stations and is a regular contributor to Minnesota Conservation Volunteer. He lives on a farm in Carlton County, and he watches photographs and writes about critters. Love having that segment here on North Shore Weekend.